One of the biggest health challenges today, maybe the biggest, is getting people to eat more produce and less sugary or processed stuff. And Carrie Ference thinks her new business can turn the corner.
So the first thing you'll see when you walk into Stockbox is a big produce display.
Stockbox is a mini grocery store, and I mean mini. It started out inside a single shipping container. Now it's evolved into a tiny storefront. This one is in the South Park neighborhood on Seattle's industrial southern edge. Ference says it's a different niche than a supermarket.
I think there's a lot of potential for us to reimagine what a grocery store is.
Ference says her model is the old-fashioned corner store, before they all became convenience stores.
When we go to the grocery store, we often buy the same 5 and 10 items every single week. Milk, bread, dairy, meat, and produce. And those are the items that go bad most frequently and which are really the healthiest part of our food staple system.
And if those basics are hard to get, you get out of the habit. So her shelves will be stocked with perishables, plus a few snacks, fruit leather for kids, wine for adults, ice cream for everyone. And community groups suggested one other category.
Basic grab-and-go options. Sandwiches, salads, burritos, things that are packed full of vegetables and protein.
Those will serve the lunchtime crowd along this busy avenue. Stockbox is a for-profit company trying to prove healthy foods can survive without public subsidies in poor neighborhoods. They did get startup assistance from King County. A 2-year federal grant is just expiring that tried to push vegetables and fruits in King County neighborhoods, such as this one, with bad health profiles. It had mixed success and worked best when ethnic grocery stores joined the cause. Stockbox is across the street from a Mexican mini-mart, and there's no telling how the competition will sort out. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.